This video describes how to do batch fitting or automatic fitting using the Igor Pro macros. This package provides capability to batch fit a single model to a number of data sets, speeding up the analysis. Once the starting information is gathered for each of the fits, it can run unattended and saving reports and plots of the results. Not all the curve fitting features are available, but the basics are there. The results can then be compiled into tables or plots for easy comparison. Any of the smeared or unsmeared models can be used, and the initial conditions are individual to each data set. Note that this is not a global fit, but each of the fits are done independently. So to start this, load the analysis macros from the macros menu, and then from the macros menu, load the batch fitting. This brings up an additional panel. We'll move this to the side for now. The first thing to do is plot the unsmeared model. In this case, we'll be fitting some spherical particles. We'll include that model and then plot the unsmeared model. We don't really need this plot right now. We'll be comparing the model function to each of the individual data sets. Also note that although we're plotting the unsmeared model, when you're doing the fitting, you'll actually be able to choose either the unsmeared model or the resolution smeared model. And of course, the resolution smeared model will be tailored individually to each data set. So from the AutoFit panel, the first thing we need to do is pick the model function. And what that does is set the number of parameters, which in this case is 6. The next thing to do is pick the path where the data is. And in this case, I have some example 1D data present here. And we'll also want to save the experiment so it has some place to store the data. And I'll just put this in the same folder. Actually, I'll put it on the desktop so it's not in the wrong place. Once I've found the data, get a listing of the data, and it warns you that you'll reinitialize the list and all the entries in the guess matrix. And yes, we want to do this. So we see a listing of all the files in the folder. It does not discriminate between image files and data files. You'll have to do that yourself. We want to select which data files we want to fit. In this case, we want to choose the 5 CM sphere data sets. These are a series of contrast matching spheres. Once these files are selected, these are the files we'll be working with. If we want to actually then see what these files look like, we don't have to load any of these ahead of time. We can load them right now by selecting the file, actually clicking on the file name, and clicking plot. And that brings up a plot with the data and then the model function. We can adjust the model coefficients so that they're a bit closer and make a better guess. In this case, these are known values from the, there's a little cheat sheet in with the model data telling me what the approximate values are. And this is just a first guess for the fitting. It doesn't have to be terribly close. It just has to be reasonably close. And if we want to apply this guess, or the initial coefficients, to this function and this data set, we click guess. And this transfers the coefficients from the curve fit setup window to the auto fit panel. Note that this guess only works on this selected data set. For the other data sets we've selected, the default coefficients of 1, which are meaningless, are still filled in there. If these guesses are actually close enough for the other data sets, we can click fill all, and then these coefficients are filled in for all the other data sets. But for a moment now, we'll go back to set 1, and again, only the selected set is active. On the next tab, we can set which parameters are held. And in this case, we want the volume fraction to be held, so we enter a 1. We want the sphere scattering length density to be held, so we set that as a 1. The solvent scattering length density, the background, the polydispersity, and the mean radius are parameters that we do want to adjust. We want this to be for all the data sets, so we select fill all. And for the constraints, these are simple constraints, just sort of upper and lower bounds on the values. If we want to fill these in, say for the radius, we can set a lower bound of 50 and an upper bound of 200. For these sets, the data is pretty well behaved, so this is not terribly necessary, but it can't hurt. For the polydispersity, we can set a lower bound of 0.1, an upper bound of 0.6. And for something like the scattering length density of the solvent, we don't have to set a lower bound, we can just set an upper bound of 3 times 10 to the minus 6. So if one or the other of the low and high range is omitted, it doesn't matter. And we'll just leave this for this set. We don't want to apply this to everything. And then for the fitted range, if you want to fit a subset rather than fit the entire data set, you can find either point numbers or Q values. If, say, you wanted to fit only from, say, 0.002 up to, say, an upper Q value of 0.02, you could do that by putting the low Q and high Q. You could either put the lowest point number and the highest point number in there as well, and it would still work. And again, fill all would put these values in all 5 of these data sets. In this case, we want to fit the entire range, so I'll leave these as zeros. And these values are the same for all the data sets, so it will fit all the data. Okay, we have almost everything set up here now. Let's go back to the guesses of the initial coefficients. They are not set correctly for all the data sets. In fact, with the information that comes with these data sets, I know that the solvent scattering length density is slightly different for each of these data sets. For the second data set, it should be around 2 times 10 to the minus 6 with a background of about 0.6. And if I want to see what this looks like, I can plot this. I can see that's fairly reasonable. And then for the other sets, this should be around 2.9, around 3 times 10 to the minus 6. For set number 4, this should be around 4, we'll call it 4.1 times 10 to the minus 6. And for the last set, it should be around 5 times 10 to the minus 6, with the background much lower, about 0.1. Here the background should be about 0.2. And about 0.4 here. So the guesses are all set. And these should be reasonable values. Proper parameters are held. I'm not using any constraints, although you could. And I'm fitting the entire data set. So, in part 2 of the tutorial, we'll show how to do the fit and then how to analyze the results.